Zaika, Jesus I come, into thy freedom, gladness I like. Jesus I come to thee, come to thee out of my sin, my sin to thy head, out of my water into thy word, out of my sin and into thyself. Jesus I come to thee. Jesus, I come into thy glorious gate of thy cross. Jesus, I come to thee, come to thee, out of my heart, into thy bow, out of my storm, and into thy calm, out of my strife, to jubilant psalm. Jesus, I come to thee. Out of a wrath and arrogant cry, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come. Into thy pleasure we to abide. Jesus, I come to thee. Come to thee. Out of my sad to dwell in thy love, out of despair to rise us above. Oh, what thou shalt always like a dove, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of the fear and drug of the tongue, Jesus, I come, Jesus, I come, into thy joy and life of thy own. Jesus, I come to thee, come to thee, out of the death of ruin untold, into thy peace of shattering fold, ever thy glorious place to be old. Jesus, I come to thee. Lighting on day I know Jehovah. Jesus, Jesus, move on.
Jesus, record your love.
mi. Ọkọ̀ tó bá jẹ́ hàndẹ́ẹ̀dì tó rẹ̀ tó sì wá sí mi. Wá sọ̀dọ̀ olùgbàlà rẹ̀ forí rẹ̀ lé àyà rẹ̀. Wá sọ̀dọ̀ olùgbàlà rẹ̀ dáfẹ́ àìnídí wọn rẹ̀. Wá sẹ́nu ọ̀nà tó tòrò tó lọ sílé rẹ̀ lókè. Jésù rẹ̀ kọjá lọ́nà
Almighty Father, we give you glory and honor. We exalt your holy name for counting us worthy to know you as Lord, to be alive today, and to come to this place to minister your word. We thank you for all you've been doing in us and through us. We thank you for what you intend to do in this place today. Thank you, Lord, for all the hearts you have prepared. Thank you for everyone you have brought to this vicinity. Thank you for those who are seated here and those who are hearing us in their homes and shops, even those who are passing by, we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Almighty Father, we thank you so much because you are still interested in man. You want to solve the problem of man. You want to save the soul of man. You want to deliver man from his sicknesses and troubles. This is why you send your servants out to minister your word. We know for sure that your will be done in this place today. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We commit this gathering to your hands. Come and be the chairman. Come and take control of everything. Come and lead us so that we do all according to your purpose, and that which you plan will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, I order you, get out of this vicinity. Stay away from this program. You cannot operate where Jesus is operating. Get out in Jesus' name. Lord Holy Spirit, I bring every heart in this vicinity under your control. Be pleased to bless everyone in this place, in this vicinity, everyone hearing me through the loudspeakers, and every other means, in the name of Jesus. Touch every heart, touch every life, bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Shall we please be seated?
Welcome to Bible Pattern Church, where we pattern our lives according to the Word of God. This is a church where the Word of God is being preached without adulteration, where the power of the Word is being demonstrated, enjoyed, and the true miracles of God is being experienced every time. The message you're about to listen to is preached by Pastor Z.A. Ogunsanya, the General Overseer of Bible Pattern Church. He is a very anointed but humble man of God, dynamic pastor, teacher, evangelist, and songwriter who practices what he preaches. Our church headquarters is located at end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karole Estate, by Estate Bus Stop off College Road, Ifako Ijaya, Lagos State. You will definitely have a touch of God as you listen to this message. Remain blessed.
I want to talk tonight about why you must make Jesus the shepherd of your life. Why you must make Jesus the shepherd of your life. The word shepherd is talking about the caretaker of sheep. The one who protects the sheep. The one who leads the sheep. The one who feeds the sheep. The one who takes care of everything about the sheep. You are expected to make Jesus the shepherd of your life. This has been the song of every true minister of God over the ages. Wherever servants of God go to minister the word of God, their cry is that all men must come to Jesus so that he can shepherd their lives for them. It is the same message you have heard again and again. We have brought to you again. And it's time you listen to this word and take the right decision. You have heard it through the radio, possibly through the TV. Maybe you have been in a fellowship center to hear it. Have you not heard it on the street? You have another opportunity today. And this call is from your maker. The one who knows you knows your need. The one who loves you to help you. You need to make Jesus the shepherd of your life. Psalm 23 is one of the most popular psalm of the Bible. We have 150 psalms. Psalm 23 is one of the most popular. A lot of people can recite it offhand. This psalm contains very important revelation of the Almighty God. And that is where I'm starting from tonight. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, it says. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of God. Here the psalmist, precisely David, talk about the goodness he enjoyed because the Lord was his shepherd. He talked about how the Lord was taking care of him, how the Lord was leading him, how he was protected by the Lord, the assurance created in his heart because the Lord was his shepherd. He also talked about his future expectations. He claimed that goodness and mercy will follow him all the days of his life. This will also be your portion if you will make the Lord your shepherd. Tonight, I want to answer two questions. Question number one, why must you make Jesus, the shepherd of your life. Number two, how can you make Jesus the shepherd of your life? By answering this question, I'll be encouraging you to turn over your life to Jesus so that he can shepherd it for you. Number one question, why must you make Jesus the shepherd of your life? I will not answer this question well if I do not first tell you what it means for Jesus to be the shepherd of your life. What it means for Jesus to be the shepherd of your life. For Jesus to be the shepherd of your life is for him to be the caretaker of your life. The controller of your life. The protector of your life. The provider of your needs. It's for Jesus to be your Lord. Why must you make Jesus the shepherd of your life? Number one, as a man in this world, you need help. Man is helpless. In the world of today, you need help. Unless somebody will assist you in this world of trouble, in this world of problems, in this world of woe, you cannot sell through. This at the last day, as we are told in the Bible, all over the world today, we hear news of calamities, occurrences, troubles and pestilences, disasters of all kinds. Every man living in the world today know that this world is a world of problems. It is a world of trouble. It is a world of war. It is a world of accidents, sicknesses, diseases, troubles, unrest, fear, all kind of calamities. And therefore, as a man living in this world today, you need the help of your maker. You need the help of God. And you will only be able to get this by making Jesus the shepherd of your life. Because in the world of today, if you don't have a shepherd, a real shepherd, a good shepherd, the right shepherd, you can become a prey of any predator. At any time, in any place, Satan is there, the number one destroyer. In John chapter 10, we are told, there is given the name thief. The thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Satan is a thief. He wants to steal everything good in your life. He wants to steal your peace, your joy, your rest, even your money, your children, your family, your husband, your wife. He wants to steal your job. He wants to steal your good health. Everything good in your life. And the devil has his way. He wants to steal. But it is possible for him. He wants to kill you. If it is possible for him, he wants to get you destroyed. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I come that they might have life and have it more abundantly, says Jesus Christ. If you don't have a shepherd in the world of today, you are an easy prey in the hand of any predator, in the hand of any killer. Sin is there to disturb your life. Sicknesses are there to disturb your life. Diseases are there to make your life miserable. There are witches and wizards who are all around looking for who to kill, who to destroy. Ritualists are there looking for who to kidnap, who to use for juju. They are all there. You need a shepherd who can protect you from all these dangers. If you don't have a shepherd,
You
can be easily deceived and misled in the word of today. The word of today is a word of deception. It's a word of disaster. It's a word of destruction. You need the help of the true shepherd to be able to live a peaceful, joyful, prosperous life in the world of today. And the shepherd that can do this for you is the one I'm talking about. The Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a God-ordained solution to every man's problem. He is a God-ordained caretaker of man's life. You do not make yourself.
Oh, that
God made you. There is no situation of your life that he does not understand. There is no problem you have ever faced. You are facing, or you will face tomorrow, that he cannot handle. His solution is Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 17, in verse 5, he spoke in heaven. They had it on earth. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. That was a way of saying, if you need my help, if you need my assistance, if you want me to come to your aid, you will get it through my son, Jesus Christ. No wonder we are told in Acts chapter 4 verse 12 that there is no salvation in any other, but there is no other name given among men whereby we might be saved. So we are told in Philippians chapter 2 in verse 11 that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, which is in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That was why Jesus himself said, I am the way, in John 14 verse 6, the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. I have told you that in this world of woe, in this world of war, in this world of wrong, in this world of evil activity, in this world of sorrow, you need help, you need assistance of your maker. You need a shepherd, you need a caretaker, you need somebody to take care of your life for you. And the one God has ordained to do that for every man is Jesus Christ. Why must you make Jesus the shepherd of your life? Anyone that has the Lord Jesus as his shepherd has a lot of benefits to enjoy. I can assure you, if you make Jesus the shepherd of your life, he will take care of your today, he will take care of your tomorrow, your eternity will not be in jeopardy, your family will be taken care of, your business will be taken care of, your spirit, your soul, your body, the whole of your being, everything that pertains to you will be taken proper care of. Was this not what the psalmist was talking about in the passage we read? Oh, everyone who put their trust in Jesus, who made him their shepherd in the past, were helped, were blessed, were assisted. Those who were sick among them were healed. Those who were troubled among them were given peace. Those who were sorrowful among them were given joy. Those who died among them were taken to eternity of blessedness. They were taken to the kingdom of God. They are now beautiful in heaven. Oh, this was what the psalmist was talking about. Let's go back to Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know the meaning of that? When Jesus is your shepherd, he will take care of your need. He will provide for you like he did in the past. He's doing it today. He will do it tomorrow. Yours will not be an exception. He will take care of your need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, it got to a time that food was a problem. He sent manna from heaven every day. All they would do was to go out to gather this special food. They call it manna because they did not know what name to call it. They needed akara.
You will get it through. You needed rice. You will get it through. You needed pandemia. You will get it through. The word manna means what is this? That was the meaning of the word. Because they didn't know what to call it. So we're frying it. So we're pounding it. So we're grinding it. To prepare whatever type of food they wanted. The food was so good. The diet was so balanced. For 40 years, this was their food. And the Bible says, not one of them was sick or feeble for 40 years because of the special food he fed them with. The same Lord who fed them for 40 years is the one we are talking about today. He will feed you. He will feed your children. He will feed your family. He will meet your needs. You don't have a need today that he cannot meet. When Peter needed money, he supplied the money to a fish. He told Peter, go to the river. The first fish you catch, open the mouth. The money will be there. And the money was there. When they needed healing, he blessed them. He touched them. And they were delivered from their sickness, from their need. Some of them were dead prematurely. He went close, commanded them to come back to life. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. According to John chapter 11, Jesus shouted at the tomb of Lazarus, Lazarus, come forth. Life went into the dead body. And Lazarus came out from the sepulcher after he had been dead for 4 days. He was already stinking. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The psalmist shouted, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Green pastures is talking about the food of the sheep. That the pasture was green suggests that it was good. It was satisfactory. It was nourishing. It was beneficial. Why must he be lying down on the green pasture? That is talking about satisfaction. That is talking about pleasure. After he had eaten and was full, he was satisfied, he turned the rest to a mat and was lying on it. He's talking about the fact that God will satisfy your longing. He will quench your thirst. He will satisfy your hunger. He will give you what you desire. He will meet the needs of your life. When he becomes the shepherd of your life, he maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. What is that talking about? You will not groan in the dark. You will not wander in the wilderness. When Jesus is the shepherd of your life, are you thinking of what career to choose? He will guide you. Are you thinking of who to marry? He will give you the right person to marry, that you will have peace in your home. Do you have any question? He will answer your questions. You don't have a question, you are not going to have one tomorrow that he cannot answer. He will answer in such a way that you will know that the truth is the one answering your question. He leaded me beside the still water. Hallelujah. Water. Water is indispensable. It has no substitute. When you need water, you must get water. The psalmist says that he leadeth him beside the still water. Talking about satisfaction. Talking about quenching of his thirst. He's also talking about meeting his need. What he could not get through any other means, the Lord provided. He restored my soul. Is there anything missing in your life? Do you have any trouble already? Are you disturbed by any sickness? Is there any need in your life? Is your business not doing well? Restoration comes from him. When you make Jesus the shepherd of your life, he will restore your health, your peace, your joy. If your family is in disarray, he will restore the peace and unity of your family when he becomes the shepherd of your life. Oh, he restored my soul. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. We are told in the Bible that righteousness exalts a nation. Righteousness also exalts individuals. Righteousness will exalt your family. The Lord Jesus, when he becomes the shepherd of your life,
He will lead you in the right path. He will lead you to the right places. He will guide you in making the right decisions. All the sinfulness of your life, all the evils you might have gone into, He will deliver you from them and make you righteous in the sight of God. Jesus is holy. He will make you holy. Jesus is righteous. He will make you righteous. Jesus is spiritual. He will make you spiritual. Jesus is having cordial relationship with the Father. He will grant you good relationship with the Father. This is what the psalmist is talking about. Yay! Verse 4. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, the psalmist experienced this. He decided to write it down for thee. People to come after him. We are the generation that are expected to read this, understand this, apply this, and enjoy it today. He said, though he found himself in the valley of the shadow of death. This is talking about the problems in the world, troubles in the world, calamities of the world. Even if it happens around you, the psalmist claim he will fear no evil. You will have no reason to fear. You know why? If you are traveling, he will travel with you. If you are walking, he will walk with you. If you are walking, he will walk with you. If you are at home, he will be there with you. If you are in the office, he is there with you. Do you go to the bush to do anything? He will not leave you alone. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Jesus is the one that can go with you to everywhere you have to go. And when he's with you, you need to fear no evil. The sea of the world may be raging. There may be trouble and disaster everywhere. Even in the midst of this trouble, you will walk like a free man, because he will be with you. When you are in a vehicle, he will be sitting by your side. Are you traveling in the air? He will be with you in the air. Are you on the sea? When the disciples were traveling on the sea, and the sea began to rain, and there was wind from every angle, Jesus got there. He actually walked on the raging sea to get to his disciples. And when he got there, he shouted, peace, be still. And the raging of the sea stopped immediately. Because whenever he talks, he talks with authority. All authority and whatever trouble may be disturbing in any part of your life, in your spiritual life, in your physical life, in your domestic life, in your business life, when he says peace, be still, there will be peace. There will be peace. The raging of the sea will stop. This was what the psalmist was looking at. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh my God, verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. How many truths are we shown here? How much revelations do we have here? He talks about the fact that the Lord honors those he shepherd. Said he prepared table before me in the presence of my enemies. If anybody is taking you for an enemy, disturbing and troubling your life, why is looking at you? God will be exalting you. God will be promoting you. God will be prospering you. God will be blessing you. He will make your life so enviable that the enemy will like to reconcile with you. The Bible says, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. The enemies will come to bow because they will need your hand. We have so many stories in the Bible that we can go back to, if not because of time. How God made enemies to bow before the people's life is shepherd in the past. No enemy will be able to overcome you when Jesus is the shepherd of your life. You will not have to fear them. They will be fearing you. That is when the Lord
is the shepherd of your life. Oh, he talks about the oil, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. The running over of the cup. He's talking about abundance. He's talking about increase. He's talking about prosperity. He's talking about the blessing of the Lord that will be your portion as you made him, as you make him rather, the shepherd of your life. By six now, surely it is certain. Nothing can stop it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I remember that song. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Sing it. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
The message you're listening to is coming to you from Bible Pattern Church. You can get this message and thousands of others on various topics on cassettes, audio CDs, and DVDs from Bible Pattern Church headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karale Estate by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijaye, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or you visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Happy listening.
If Jesus decide to bless your life, nobody can cut your life. If Jesus decide to assist you, nobody can stop you. If he decide to promote you, you will progress and progress and progress and progress. You will become unstoppable when he becomes the shepherd of your life. That is why we are told here. Surely, goodness and mercy, that will be your portion. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Put your two hands on your head. I say, goodness and mercy shall follow me wherever you are hearing me. Be a part of this one. Put your two hands on your head. I say, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Come on, say it again. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That is what will be your portion. When Jesus becomes the shepherd of your life, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know the meaning of that? It will be by side. He will protect you. He will take care of you. He will guide and guide you. And you know what? No power anywhere can snatch you from his hand when you make him your shepherd. If you make Jesus your shepherd, he will look after your life. He will cover you with his feather. He will hide you under his canopy. You will be in a secret place. No weapon fashioned against you will succeed. No one will be able to penetrate to disturb your life. You will enjoy peace, abundant peace. You will enjoy joy, true joy. You will enjoy rest. Can't you remember what he says in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. Rest for your soul. Peace for your home. Peace for your body. Good health for your body. Peace of mind he will give to you. You will dwell in the presence of the Lord where no evil will be able to overtake you. That is when you make Jesus the shepherd of your life. I'm still answering question one. Why must you make Jesus the shepherd of your life? Those who made him the shepherd of their lives in the past, why, relay assistant. Anyone who makes him the shepherd of his life today will be truly, truly, truly assistant. There is no problem in the life of anyone that is beyond the control of Jesus. That is beyond the control of Jesus. No problem in your life is beyond the control of Jesus. This is another reason why you must make him the shepherd of your life. You have trouble in your heart,
Do you have trouble in your home? Is your business not doing well? Do you have enemies that are against you? Is there anything you? Do you have questions that you cannot answer? Are your children creating you problems? Is your wife, husband, a source of concern? You don't have a situation that Jesus cannot handle. Everyone who brought his problem to Jesus in Bible days went away from him rejoicing. No one ever went to him and went back disappointed. Why must you make Jesus the shepherd of your life? Without Jesus, no man will have access to the storehouse of God. And to tell you the truth, you need God. You need his help. You need his assistance. You need his goodness. You need his grace. For you to be able to enjoy it, you must come to Jesus. Because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. To be able to get to the storehouse of God, where you have all the things you will ever need in abundance, you must come through Jesus. Hallelujah. Those who made Jesus the shepherd of their lives in the past, in the world, they were assisted. Those of them who died, the shepherd took them to heaven of peace and rest. Today, they are restful. They are enjoying in the presence of the Almighty. I want to encourage you to take a step of faith tonight to make Jesus the shepherd of your life. The next question, I'm sure, that must be in the heart of somebody hearing me now, is that how do I make Jesus the shepherd of my life? There are those who think they have even made Jesus the shepherd of their life, but all these benefits we talked about, they are unable to enjoy. They wonder, the story I was told, were they true? If they were true, haven't I taken this step? Is Jesus not the shepherd of my life? Why am I not enjoying the goodness I was told is in Jesus? Let me show you. Not everyone who claims to be following Jesus is following Jesus. Not everyone who claims Jesus is Lord is having Jesus as his Lord. Jesus claimed that some of the people who claim to be following him are not really following him. For you to be able to make Jesus the shepherd of your life, it goes beyond calling the name of Jesus. It goes beyond reading the Bible. It goes beyond bearing a Christian name. It goes beyond bearing a Christian name. It goes beyond spending money on the things of God. The following things are paramount importance if Jesus will become the shepherd of your life. First and foremost, you have to renounce every other person you might have taken for a shepherd in the past. The Bible says, no man can serve two masters. Once you have another person as the caretaker of your life, you can be sure you have not surrendered to Jesus. You have not made him the shepherd of your life. You must drop what you are holding to be able to receive what he is suffering. So the first step to take to make Jesus the shepherd of your life is to renounce everyone you might have taken for the shepherd of your life in the past. Be it a man, be it juju, secret society, a religion, false prophet, star reader, palm reader, and other people who claim to be assisting men. Anyone less than Jesus cannot handle your case. Anyone less than Jesus cannot handle your case. Like I told you, Jesus is God's solution to man's problem. He's the one ordained by God to shepherd the lives of men. So do away with other shepherds so that you can embrace the true shepherd. The second thing you have to do to make Jesus the shepherd of your life, you must repent
from all your sins. This is where some people don't understand it. They wonder how they will be able to do without sinning. The power to do without sinning is in Jesus. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." The power to live above sin. The power to overcome sin. The power not to be sinning is in Jesus Christ. That's what is called salvation. But you will take the decision to forsake sin. You will take the decision not to continue in sin. Then the power to overcome sin, Jesus will give to you. This is the first step in the book of Acts of the Apostles. In chapter 3 verse 19, the Bible says, "Repent and be comforted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord." In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13, the Bible says, "He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but he that confesseth and forsaketh it shall have mercy." The first step to take to make Jesus the shepherd of your life is to renounce, reject, forsake all other persons or things you might have taken in the past for a shepherd. You have to drop them to be able to accept and receive Jesus. As long as you are holding on to them, no man can serve two masters. You may not be able to embrace Jesus. Be it juju, be it a religion, be it a man, be it a secret society, you have to renounce them. Number two, you have to repent of all your sins. I've explained that to you. You will take the decision to sin no more. With that decision in your heart, the power to sin no more, Jesus will give to you. The third thing, there are four things altogether. The third thing you have to do to make Jesus the shepherd of your life is to surrender the control of your life to Jesus. The Bible says in Acts 16 verse 31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." The Bible tells us in John chapter 3 verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." You will need to surrender the control of your life to Jesus Christ if he's going to become the shepherd of your life. Let me illustrate it. Let me explain it to you. It's like you want a dry cleaner to wash your clothes for you. For the dry cleaner to be able to do a good job washing your clothes for you, you will have to remove it from your neck. You will have to remove the trousers from your leg and give it to the dry cleaner. You will leave it for the dry cleaner to walk upon. If your clothes will be clean, in the same way, for Jesus to shepherd your life, you must withdraw your life from whosoever you might have given it to, even from yourself, and surrender it fully to Jesus Christ. It is then Jesus will be able to shepherd your life, will be able to care for your life, and it will be well with you all your days. So what have I said? There are four things for you to do if Jesus will become the shepherd of your life. Number one, renounce, reject, forsake every other person or things you might have been relying upon as a shepherd, so that you'll be able to embrace Jesus. Number two, repent from all your sins. That is, decide that you will sin no more. The power to sin no more, Jesus will give to you. Number three, surrender the full control of your life to Jesus Christ. I know somebody will say, How do I do that? That is the next thing I will do. The minute I finish this message, I'm giving you only 1 point more, then I will call it a day. After I'm through with that, I
I will lead you like I was led many years ago to surrender your life to Jesus Christ. It's a simple thing. In a word of prayer, you will tell Jesus, I'm confessing my sins, I'm forsaking them, I'm surrendering my life to you. Take over my life. If you do it with all your heart tonight, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year, not after you have traveled to any place, tonight Jesus we accept you. You will become a sheep of his pasture. He will become the shepherd of your life. You will know he has become the shepherd of your life, and the rest of your life he will take care of you. The fourth thing that you have to do for Jesus to be the shepherd of your life: become a full and an active member of the Church of Jesus Christ. You must become a full member. You must become an active member of the Church of Jesus Christ. I need to say something here. Not every place called Church of Jesus Christ is a Church of Jesus Christ. Not everyone who claims to be a minister of Jesus is a minister of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus says that many will come to deceive others in his name. Some will say they are Christ. Some will say they are sent by Christ. And yet they are deceivers. So, it can be difficult for some people to know which church to go. But you need to go to a church. After you have renounced other shepherds, after you have repented of your sins, after you have surrendered in prayer your life to Jesus, you need to become a member, full member, active member of a true Church of Jesus Christ. To be able to do this, you need to know which church is a Church of Jesus Christ. The Church of Jesus Christ is not known just by the name it bears. The Church of Jesus Christ, you'll be able to know by the leadership, the belief, the practices of the church. Hallelujah. Any church that is being pastored by a criminal camouflaging the cloak of a Christian cannot be a Church of Jesus Christ. I mean a church that is being pastored by a sinning minister. How can a liar be a servant of Jesus? How can a pastor fornicating be a servant of Jesus Christ? How can a prophet using juju be a servant of Jesus Christ? How can a pastor changing wife like cloth be a servant of Jesus Christ? Any sinning minister claiming to be a servant of Jesus is a criminal. If you go to such a church looking for Jesus, you will find Satan. You don't go to the house of Satan to look for Jesus. If you go back to your village and instead of going to your father's house, you go to Baba Jegbe's house, you won't find your father there. You find Baba Jegbe. If you are looking for Jesus, you must go to the house of Jesus. Many churches today are no churches of Jesus Christ. Many churches today are teen of Satan, where they seal the doom of the lives of people. A Church of Jesus Christ is a church pastored by a true servant of God. How do you know a true servant of God? You don't know by the title he bears. You don't know it by the amount of miracle he's able to perform. You know a true servant of God by the type of life he lives. Is he living a holy life, righteous life, doing the will of God? Is he living his life according to the standard of the Bible, according to the word of God? That is the first step. Number two, that what he preaches, does he preach the Bible undiluted, unadulterated, or is using prophecy to replace the word of God? The true servants of God believe in the Bible. They study the Bible. They preach the Bible. They practice the Bible. Oh, we are told in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. This is an injunction given to servants of God. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that did not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is one thing to preach the Bible, it is another thing to preach it rightly. How do you know a true church? A true church is a church that is pastored by a true servant of God. Somebody who has given his life to Jesus and is living his life according to the word of God. It is a church where the Bible is respected, preached, and practiced. A church where no other Lord is recognized, where no other God is worshipped apart from Jesus Christ. A church where the word of God is preached with all sincerity. Hallelujah. You need to look for such a church, and you have many of such churches all around. The presence of a counterfeit product in most cases is even an evidence that the original exists. It is the original they try to counterfeit. The presence of counterfeit churches today is an evidence that there are genuine churches. You have tried one and it proved not to be good. You tried another, it proved to be deadly. You tried another one, it proved not to be of God. This is not enough evidence that there is no true church of God. There are still true churches of God. Continue to search, you will get one. We come from Bible Pattern Church. It is one of such churches where the word of God is respected and is preached with all sincerity. We believe the Bible, we preach the Bible. By the grace of God, we endeavor to practice the Bible. If you come into Bible Pattern Church, you won't stay long before you will realize that there are still true churches of Jesus Christ in this land. There are still people that fear God and want to do his will and his will alone. Don't forget, you must make Jesus the shepherd of your life. I've given you so many reasons why you must do this. He's the one ordained of God to take care of your life. He's the solution to all your problems. It is only through him you can reach God. You will have a joyful life and eternity of blessedness when Jesus is the shepherd of your life. And I told you that to make Jesus the shepherd of your life, you have these four things to do. Renounce all other shepherds, repent from all your sins, surrender the full control of your life to Jesus, and become a full, an active member of the Church of Jesus Christ. If you do this, it will be well with you today, it will be well with you tomorrow. Your eternity will be peaceful and joyful. But before we pray, let me warn you, if you refuse to make Jesus the shepherd of your life, the devil can do whatever he likes with you today. You won't be able to please God. Then when you die, you won't find yourself in the kingdom of God. You find yourself in the lake of fire. For that not to be your portion, decide today to give your life to Jesus, and it shall be well with you. Let's stand up to pray. Ore mi olugba la npe o lati fun o nigba la lo fe ma se fa koko do la ma bo o Jesu duro fe gba eru aniyan bo okan re ibanu je kunu okan re bi wahala ba bo omo le Jesu duro fe gba bi wahala re to Jesu wa oni kan lo le mu wa kuro abani daro ni Jesu yi yo gba o yo si tu o sile ore mi olugba la npe lati fun wa nigba la lo fe ma se ba koko do la ma bo Jesu duro fe gba be wahala re to Jesu wa oni kan lo le mu wa kuro
abani daro ni Jesu yi yogba yo si tu osile ore mi olugba la gbe lati fun ni gbala lo fa ma se ba koko do la ma bo Jesu duro begba ave gbadura mo ba pin adura yen si bi meta adura kini gbogbo eni to fe fi aye re fun Jesu lale yi. I'm going to pray. I'm dividing the prayer to three parts. The first prayer, everyone who would like to give his life to Jesus tonight, I pray for them. Hallelujah. The second prayer, I will pray about the problem of everyone hearing me. If you are sick, I will pray God to heal you. If you are troubled, I pray God to give you peace. If you have any need, I will pray God to meet your need. God will answer. The third prayer, I will pray for this community. All the one hearing us through the speaker. These are the things we will do before we will go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody, wherever you are, partaking of this program, please stand up, close your eyes, answer my question. If you would like to give your life to Jesus at this time, I want to pray for you. Are you inside your room? Are you on the road? Are you in front of your house? Are you in your shop? If you want to give your life to Jesus, raise up your right hand. Wherever you are, I'm going to pray for you. You want to give your life to Jesus, raise up your right hand. Wherever you are, I'm going to pray for you. In Jesus' name. Everyone raising up his hand, wherever he's located at this time, oh Lord, show them your mercy. Bless their hands. Make them instruments of your salvation. In Jesus' name. Place the hand on your chest. Place that your right hand on your chest. And to say after me, Lord Jesus, I thank you for speaking to me today. I have decided to give my life to you. I confess my sin. Please forgive me. Give me the grace to sin no more. The rest of my life, I will do your will. Oh Lord Jesus, forgive me my sin. I surrender my life to you. Oh Lord, today, take over my life. Be my Lord. Be my shepherd. All the remaining days of my life, I will follow you. I will do your will. I am no longer for Satan. I am now for Jesus. I thank you. Oh Lord, save my soul today. Make me a child of God. Thank you for hearing me. I have prayed in the name of Jesus, my Lord and my Savior. Everybody say amen. Let your hand remain on your chest as I will now pray for you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone partaking of this prayer. Oh Lord, because of your mercy, forgive them their sins. Save their souls. Make them your own children. Take possession of their lives and become their shepherd. Satan, I order you, get out of their lives. Go away from them. They have another master. Jesus is now their master. Stay away from them forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, let your peace rule their lives. Let your peace govern their lives. Let it be well with them today and forever. In the name of Jesus, from this moment, Lord, let there be evidence that they have surrendered to Jesus and Jesus is now their shepherd. So that wherever they find themselves, they will fear no evil because we will be with them. Thy rod and thy staff will comfort them. Goodness and mercy will follow them all the days of their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for hearing, Lord. I have prayed in Jesus' name. Can I hear a bigger amen?
Amen. If there is any problem you want God to solve tonight, I want to pray with you. And God will answer you. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. By Christ Jesus, we are told in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 19. God will fulfill his word anytime, anywhere, it is claimed in righteousness. Now,
listen,
open your two hands before God. Open your mouth also. Wherever you are located, the wind of this prayer will come to you. The God we are talking about is the living God. He loves you. He will visit you. And your prayer today will be answered. Wherever you are part of this program, are you listening to
cassette?
Are you hearing through the speaker? Are you here on your room? Open your two hands. Then open your mouth. That which you desire, tell God now. You are still expecting your admission. Talk about it. You are praying for your promotion. Talk about it. Is there any sickness in your body? Tell God. He will heal you. You need a child. You need a wife. Is it an husband? Whatever is the desire of your heart, talk to God. Is there any trouble in your home, in your business? Talk to God about it. Tell him. After you have prayed, I will pray for you, and God will answer. Oh, you begin to pray for yourself. Wherever you are, God answers prayer. God is a good God. God will assist you. This prayer will not be in vain. Tell him the desire of your heart. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Yeah, you may pray for your child. You may pray for your parents. Tell God what you desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's sing this song. I believe in miracle. I believe in miracle. I believe in miracle. I believe in miracle. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. I believe in miracle. I believe
in miracle. Yes,
I believe. I believe in miracle. I believe in miracle. Hallelujah. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. Open your hands to
your word.
In the name of Jesus, Almighty Father, I present these people and their cases before your throne of mercy. You are a good God. You are gracious. You are compassionate. At the same time, you are the Almighty, the omnipotent God. With you is no impossibility. You can do all things. All the problems brought to you in the past, you took care of them. The Bible says you are going about seeking those to be delivered. Those who are tormented by the devil. In Acts chapter 10 verse 13, everyone that you went to, you assisted them. You can still assist today. Oh Lord, assist these people. Deliver them from their problems. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you are sick in your body, I decree that healing of God will come upon you now, to set you loose from your sicknesses, from your diseases, so that you'll be whole, you'll be sick no more, in the name of Jesus Christ. By the stripe of Jesus, you are healed. Sicknesses, diseases, all kind of ailments, wherever you are, in the bodies of these people, in the head, in the heart, in the belly, in the leg, are you in the
fat,
wherever you are, in the body, get out now and fall into the fire of the Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Sicknesses, get out. Diseases, get out. I order you, get out. I command you, get out. You will never be able to return to the bodies of these people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus' name is the name that is above every other name. The name at which every knee should bow. All troubles, all problems present in the lives of these people, I order you now. Bow. 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 Get out of your lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father,
Baba,
everyone partaking of this prayer, give the desire of his heart. Those who need peace, give them peace. Those who need joy, give them joy. Those who need rest, give them rest. Those who need jobs, give them jobs. Those who need promotion, give them promotion. Those who need husbands, give them husbands. Those who need wives, give them wives. Those who need children, give them children. Those who need money for one thing or the other, give them money in the name of Jesus Christ. Every desire of every heart today, O Lord, according to your promise, in the name of Jesus Christ, let there be evidences in the lives of these people that the prayer we say in this place you have. Let it be so, Lord, in Jesus' name. We will love you forever. In Jesus' name we pray.
We trust you have been blessed through the message you just listened to. To enjoy more faith-lifting messages that will prepare you for today and eternity of blessedness, visit Bible Pattern Church Headquarters, end of Adewale Adegun Avenue, Karaoke Estate, by Estate Bus Stop, off College Road, Ifako Ijayi, Lagos State, or other branches nationwide. Or visit our website www.biblepatternchurch.org. Contact us today for any godly counsel you need. Feel free to send your prayer requests to us and share your testimonies with us. You can also send your questions to us at biblepattern1983@yahoo.com or biblepattern1983@gmail.com. Bible Pattern Church is a living church where you can learn the way of God, know the mind of God, and do the will of God that will lead you to your home above. Bible Pattern Church, the only Bible, is our pattern in all things.